We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, loyal viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision and Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani to Piraquay, Channel 30, and in Hoqueta, Channel 32 on Damora Esa. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Nia Strada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tangtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United States bioethics specialist shares reasons why meat eating is unethical. In humanitarian news, Lithuanian citizens send thousands of warm hats to Afghanistan. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Sanlam Bob, a company based in Laos that brings sustainable energy to remote areas. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 11th, internationally distinguished artist Ms. Sulamit Wolfing was born in Elberfeld, Germany in 1901. She began painting at the age of 4 and exhibited her first works in 1923. Known for her delicate, ethereal images of angels, fairies, and other worldly beings, Ms. Wolfing continued creating artwork throughout her whole life. Her outstanding talents can be seen in the illustrations of her books, including Angels, Motherhood, and Nature Spirits. May the many mystical wonders of our earthly experience be reflected through the remarkable gifts of such individuals as Ms. Sulamit Wolfing.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. Beginning on December 30, 2009, southern Brazil was swept by relentless rains, triggering landslides and floods that caused at least 85 people to perish. Rio de Janeiro was particularly affected, with over 4,000 people having to evacuate their homes and 364 rendered homeless. Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately asked that our local association members please go and offer help to those most desperate, including the elderly and the orphaned, saying that funds are available if needed.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $560, our association's relief team from Brazil quickly traveled to the worst-hit area of Morro de Carioca in the city of Angra dos Reis. After assessing the situation, they assembled 110 kits containing water, personal hygiene items, detergent, and other cleaning supplies, as well as informative SOS global warming flyers. The team also offered cash donations for two people who had lost family members. Local municipal volunteers were already providing food for the victims, and they delivered our association's relief items along with their materials.
Nós da Prefeitura de Angra dos Reis, em nome do prefeito Túlio Jordão e de toda a população, agradecemos à Suprema Mestra Qinghai e a toda a equipe que veio prestar a solidariedade à nossa população.
We send our appreciation to the Angra dos Reis volunteers for their assistance. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive care extended to the vulnerable, as we thank our association's relief team for their prompt endeavors to help those in need. Wishing the Brazilian people a swift recovery to regular daily lives, as we pray that our gentler ways help restore the earth's stability.
Three people succumbed to Indonesia landslides. Rains in central Java and Yogyakarta provinces have triggered landslides, costing three sand miners their lives as a river embankment collapsed and inflicted severe damage on at least two homes. On Tuesday, January 5th, strong winds uprooted nearly 15,000 trees from a teak forest in Blora Regency of central Java, with fallen trees also blocking the Blora-Sepu roadway. We send our earnest sympathies to the families of the miners. May those affected by the storm be speedily restored to their productive day-to-day lives and such tragedies alleviated with heaven's grace through our greater kindness toward all beings.
Rare snowfall in Algeria. On Saturday, January 9th, the central, eastern, and western regions of Algeria experienced the unusual event of snowfall as well as heavy rain, while temperatures dropped below 0 degrees Celsius. Traffic was significantly disrupted in the province of Blida, southwest Algiers, as the mountains up to Mount Tamasguida in Media were also covered in thick snow. Further cold and winds were also forecast for the southeastern part of the country. We pray for the protection of the Algerian people as well as soon restored planetary balance to ensure the safety and comfort of all beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
German agricultural minister promotes more veg, less meat. Minister Ilse Aigner, head of Germany's Federal Ministry of Food, Agriculture and Consumer Protection, has encouraged the public to lower meat consumption by approximately 50%. In a recent interview, she highlighted how the choice of plants and veggies over meat not only protects against climate change, but is also good for personal health. Her Excellency also signaled her intention to promote climate protection through optimal agricultural practices at the upcoming Green Week to be held in Berlin. Your Excellency, we appreciate your noble leadership and vital message to German fellow citizens, wishing your proposals every success in revealing the manifold benefits of the plant-based diet for the survival of ourselves and our world.
Mass meat production sickens more with E. coli. The deadly E. coli 0157H7 bacteria, which often originates in livestock's fecal matter, has seen yet another serious occurrence in the United States. Some 124 tons of beef were recalled over the Christmas holidays from both stores and popular restaurant chains, as at least 21 people fell ill across 16 states.
Of those sickened, 9 were hospitalized, and 1 has been diagnosed with a potentially lethal kidney disorder known as hemolytic uremic syndrome. According to leading U.S. food safety attorney Bill Marla, such livestock-related infections have become alarmingly more common, with factory farming and lack of regulations being major factors. In a telephone interview, Mr. Marla explained how the bacteria could make its way to one's plate.
There have been a number of, salmonella and campylobacter-related outbreaks at buffets where, the chicken might get undercooked or, again, might become cross-contaminated with other food items in the buffet. And they do happen fairly frequently.
In the December E. coli outbreak, half the afflicted were under the age of 34. Indeed, all too many food poisoning victims are children.
In Wales, there's a young boy who had died from a E. coli infection at a school lunch, and it was really because the butcher had cross-contaminated cutting board with cooked meat with raw meat, and so the cooked meat went out and poisoned this kid. So it's been, a long haul for me seeing, a lot of, really great families devastated by, bacterial and viral illnesses. Not only E. coli, but salmonella, listeria, campylobacter.
Another lethal disease originating from mass animal agriculture is the H1N1 swine flu pandemic, known to have infected millions globally thus far. Fatalities have risen most recently in countries such as Ukraine with 882 recorded lives lost, India with 1,061, Canada with 414, and Algeria now with 54 deaths. Confirmed swine flu fatalities across more than 200 countries stands at 21,473. However, as is the case with foodborne bacteria cases, actual occurrences, both fatal and non-fatal, go vastly underreported.
We thank Mr. Marler for further revealing the tragedy of today's agriculture practices and pray for the countless victims and families affected by diseases with meat production at their root. May we quickly find the safest refuge in the vegan way of living, which not only restores vitality but could greatly minimize such health risks for all.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
UK family rescues neighbor from burning home. In Dorset, United Kingdom, Matthew Robinson and his parents moved quickly upon hearing cries from their neighbor, a mother of five whose house was burning and children were still inside. 18-year-old Matthew entered the house from ground floor but was driven back by thick smoke.
His father thus placed a ladder outside the bedroom window from which three of the children emerged, and Matthew then climbed in to rescue the other two. Despite being hailed as heroes by the local police for their quick thinking and life-saving actions, Mrs. Robinson later said, "I would have thought anyone would do that to try and save some children."
We join in a hero salute to the Robinson family for your timely and selfless actions that saved your neighbors from danger. May the Providence bless you all with continued appreciation for life's countless gifts.
U.S. Electronics Show features newest innovations in high-tech. The 2010 International Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, opened in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA, on Thursday, January 7th, with keynote speakers from the world's top companies and around 2,700 exhibitors displaying some 20,000 different products. With this annual show considered a trendsetter in such fields as entertainment and publishing, 3D television and e-readers among the sights and sounds intriguing thousands of visitors, with the most compact reader known as the SCIF, featuring a bending touchscreen made of stainless steel.
The show also provided a glimpse into a mouse-free future for computers, as devices are controlled by sensors that can detect the snap of a hand or other muscle movements. Eco-design was also highlighted, with such products as Japan-based Sanyo's electric bicycle being introduced for the first time to the U.S. market.
Kudos organizers, manufacturers, and all participants for your many modern contributions to the Consumer Electronics Show. May creative technologies continue to enhance our life as their benefits are shared far and wide.
I have been created to be a personal coach, and I would love to help you to develop healthier eating and exercise habits.
Save our planet. Water may have once flowed between ancient lakes on Mars, Recent images from the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter have revealed evidence of vast lakes that once existed on the planet, which may have been favorable to life.
Lead scientists at the Imperial College of London and University College London in the United Kingdom stated that the photographs show winding channels on the planet's surface linking lake-shaped areas as large as 20 kilometers across. While the rounded depressions may have been created by sublimation, or ice changing directly into a gas without the intermediate stage of water, the connecting channels are thought to have been caused by melted ice water running between the lake beds. The researchers thus believe that if life existed on Mars, the lakes could have served as its first habitat.
We appreciate this addition to the ever-growing body of knowledge about Mars and look forward to hearing more about the history of our fascinating neighbor.
During a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai explained how our findings on Mars can help us be better stewards of our own planet Earth.
They have discovered that Mars is all barren and uninhabitable. But they also discovered that long ago there was water there. Water means life supporting. What have happened to all these bodies of water? That is a very, very important question for us. So, for Mars, we can learn to prevent such disaster that it might not ever happen to our planet. Don't forget that we have a very beautiful home here for us and for our children. So we have to protect this beautiful place we call Earth, because this is the home of not just us, but many other species and the environment, beautiful flora and fauna. All we do is just be vegan. Nothing else is really important anymore. Just be vegan. You can save the planet overnight, just like that.
Save our planet. Water flowing through gravel and sediment from retreating northwest glaciers in the United States are choking rivers, creating a long-term flooding threat to lowland communities in states such as Washington and Oregon.
Save our planet. In response to prolonged drought in the state, U.S. officials halt the delivery of water to Arizona farmers to prevent massive fish deaths in San Carlos Lake, which now stands at 5% of last year's volume.
Save our planet. The Prince's Rainforest Trust, created by His Royal Highness Prince Charles in the UK, offers to pay down the debt of developing nations if their governments in turn use the funds to protect the rainforest.
Save our planet. Nearly 150 middle and elementary schools throughout Yulin County, Formosa, or Taiwan participate in presenting reduced meat and additional vegetables for school lunches to reduce carbon emissions and preserve the planet.
Hello, I'm Samba the Sloth, and this is my brother Sombo.
Hi everyone, Samba and I are total vegans, with no animal products.
Today, we're going to share a veggie tip.
After you bring lettuce home or pick some from your organic garden, wrap it in a thin moist paper towel. Then, you can put it in a reusable sealable food container and place in your refrigerator.
This will help keep the lettuce crispy for a lot longer.
Whenever you want some for a nice salad or vegan sandwich, just wash what you need.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In Veg News, is eating meat morally correct? According to Dr. Monica L. Garrick, a participant in the Cleveland Fellowship in Advanced Bioethics at the Cleveland Clinic Bioethics Department in Ohio, USA, the answer is no. Dr. Gehrig spoke at Cleveland State University and described several reasons why consumption of animal products is unethical. First, animals feel pain and suffer horrendously in the production of meat, eggs, and dairy for human consumption. Second, the livestock industry leads to terrible environmental damage, including contaminating water resources, and is the number one cause of global warming. Dr. Gehrig stated that workers in confined animal feeding operations have a 30% risk of injury and have an increased vulnerability to bacterial diseases such as swine flu and mad cow disease. Furthermore, she brought up the detrimental health effects of meat eating, higher risk of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Monica Gehrig, for your valuable insights concerning the many reasons to adopt a compassionate animal-free lifestyle. May each caring individual choose the loving vegan path.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating, infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
In humanitarian news, a Lithuanian team brings thousands of head to school children in Afghanistan. The International Security Assistance Force members of the Provincial Reconstruction Team Chakcharan, led by Lithuania, distributed close to 2,000 hats as part of Warm Hats for Afghan Children program. In addition, remote villages also received about 3,000 hats. Citizens in Lithuania had donated the winter apparel. Bravo, International Security Assistance Force members of the Provincial Reconstruction Team, Chakcharan, and Lithuanian residents, for your kind gesture to the Afghan children. May goodwill flourish between all beings on our lovely planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, presenting Funlabob, a company in Laos that has provided more than 450 remote areas of the nation with sustainable energy solutions. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more assuring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, alleviating news for a soothing world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an award-winning Lao company that has brought eco-friendly and affordable energy to many.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Sunlabab is a company based in Vientiane, Laos, dedicated to providing affordable, sustainable energy to remote areas of the country. Established in 2001, Sunlabab has set up more than 5,600 alternative energy systems in over 450 areas throughout Laos, training so that individuals in the rural locations of Laos or other countries can operate their own businesses, as a franchise is also offered.
Products include solar energy units, home lighting systems, and solar-powered pumps, which can be used in fields to increase crop yields. Cooling units, lamps, and lights powered by solar energy, wind turbines, water purification systems, e-transport, and hybrid village grids are also available. Renting of equipment especially designed to be long-lasting is another service supplied.
The company has joined with other agencies to form the nonprofit Lao Institute for Renewable Energy. Sunlabab has been the recipient of many honors, some of which are the prestigious Ashton Award in 2007 and the United Nations Environment Program Sasakawa Prize in 2008. In the same year, together with the company's African franchise TSSD, Sunlabab was recognized with the Lighting Africa Development Marketplace Award. Kudos, Sunlabab, on your significant steps towards a viable world. May innovations such as these, combined with the earth-saving vegan diet, usher in an era of planetary peace and eco-stability.
Now let's listen to a joke told in French entitled, Swing Setup.
Un père fier apporte à la maison une balançoire de jardin pour ses enfants et commence immédiatement à la monter avec tous les enfants du coin qui attendent avec impatience d'en faire. Après plusieurs heures de lecture des instructions, essayant de faire rentrer la vis A dans la fente B, etc., il abandonne finalement et fait appel à un vieux bricoleur qui travaille dans les alentours. Le petit vieux accourt, jette le manuel et en un rien de temps termine de monter le tout. « C'est plus fort que moi !» s'exclame le père. « Comment avez-vous pu y arriver sans même lire les instructions ?»« Pour être franc, » répond le petit vieux, « je ne sais pas lire. Et dans ce cas-là, vous avez intérêt à savoir penser. »
And now for our viewers' heartline.
سلام به استاد مهربانم بانو چینکای و سلام به تمام عزیزانی که عاشقانه در این کانال زحمت می‌کشند. ما در ایران به خاطر اختلالاتی که در ماهواره‌ها ایجاد می‌شود 24 ساعت را نمی‌توانیم از برنامه‌ها استفاده کنیم و می‌تونیم یک یا دو تا از سخنرانی‌های استاد را ببینیم. خیلی دوستتان داریم. برکت بهشت با شما باشد. نیلوفر از ایران.
Hi Niloufar, we're glad to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you.
Loving Niloufar, sorry to hear this. Hope soon this situation will improve. Or you can download programs, www.suprememastertv.com/download from the internet and watch later. Love to you and your people. Pray with Allah's blessing. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your delightful presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with divine grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Nations offers Congolese personnel the use of their aircraft to help ensure the safety of endangered chimpanzees following the recent volcanic eruption in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Scientists at the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency report that data and images from the Hubble and Spitzer space telescopes reveal never-before-seen galaxies dating back some 13 billion years.
As part of the government's rehabilitation efforts, Sri Lanka is providing 550 former Tamil child soldiers with education, vocational, and technical training.
In a phone conversation, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero exchanged New Year greetings and pledged improved cooperation between their countries in 2010.
The Humane Society of the U.S. announces the passage of 121 beneficial animal protection laws throughout the nation in 2009, saying that this surpassed the 93 approved in 2008.
Iraqi archaeologists discover a 2,000-year-old Sumerian settlement containing walls and cornerstones with writings and artifacts in the province of Dhekar, southern Iraq.
The Netherlands donates $1.5 million to provide emergency food, shelter, and medical care for Zimbabweans in need.
A U.S. research team finds that umbilical cords, which would otherwise be discarded, contain some 21 million stem cells per cord, thus providing what the scientists hope will become an ethical alternative to embryonic sources.
China's National Tourism Administration reports that the 4.46 million trips made by Formosan or Taiwanese residents to mainland China in 2009 represents an increase from the previous year.
Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu affirms that his country is willing to resolve disputes, foster political unity, and support peace in Yemen.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.